which is not everybody thinks it's a figure of speech. He had not been very practicing in his religion, and he was a scientist, so people thought that he basically didn't believe in God. He believed in God, and he kept surprising people by... He was at a dinner party in Berlin, 1929, big dinner. People were taking notes even because, you know, everybody keeps journals in Berlin in the 20s for reasons that are good, I guess. And he said, the hostess says, well, Einstein believes in God. And everybody says, no. So Einstein says, yeah. There's a spirit manifest in the laws of the universe, he said. A spirit in the face of which we must be humbled and awed. He said, that to me is my sense of what God is. He said, some people... Miracles are evidence of God's existence. To me, the lack of miracles is evidence of his existence. The fact that there are fundamental laws that we can try to discover that are so elegant and so beautiful. At another point, he says, we're like a very small child who wanders into a library, and the child dimly perceives that somebody has written these books, and that somebody has put them in order, and it tries to discover for the rest of the life how the books were written, how they were ordered. And that is, to me, Einstein said, what our humility should be in the face of the great cosmic religious questions that we face. Now, he was not a believer in a personal God. You couldn't pray to him and have a snow day if you didn't do your homework, that type of God. And so that offended some people. Cardinal in New York sort of said, well, it smacks of atheism, even though he says he believes in God. And so Rabbi Henry Goldstein, one of the leaders of the Reform Jewish movement, sends a telegram to him and says, Einstein, do you or do you not believe in God? Answer 25 words or less. Answer paid. And Einstein doesn't even use the 25 words. He says, I believe in Spinoza's God, a God who is manifest in every bit of the universe. That, for some people, is hard to understand. Like, well, do you believe in a personal God or not? But it's not too hard to understand, because I suspect most of us, including Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, have had that deist concept and wrestled with it, and maybe that's what you believe and, you know, other people believe, or maybe not, but at least you've wrestled with it, and I think most people can get it unless you're a rabbi or a cardinal. And well, let me do one more, and then I'll, and then I'll answer other questions privately, because some people probably have to go.
Einstein was a theoretical physicist, and if you ask me what, in a practical sense, resulted from his work, I would say nuclear energy and nuclear weapons and that sort of thing. What else in a sort of a tangible, practical, day-to-day sense?
Yeah, the question is, he's the greatest theorist since Newton. The two great pillars of 20th century science and theory are relativity theory and quantum theory. But what practical comes from it? His fingerprints are all over the technologies of the 20th century. As you said, nuclear energy, nuclear weapons. But obviously, photoelectric cells, I mean, that's the photoelectric, lasers are totally discovered by Einstein, the microchip, space travel, the notion of the cosmos, you know, the notion of GPS systems, all of them at least have the fingerprints of Einstein. But I would be wrong to say that he's an Edison. I mean, he's not inventing phone. He actually did invent a refrigerator, but it didn't work very well. And so, you know, he's a theorist, and sometimes people say, well, what good are theorists? I mean, we probably could have exploded nuclear weapons even without the theory of E equals MC squared. Well, first of all, theories are what the wonder and magic of science is all about. What makes science beautiful is the notion of Isaac Newton being filled with wonder at an apple falling, or Einstein being filled with wonder at an elevator rising. And it's like, what is the use of Mozart? What is the use of Picasso? What is the use of anything that causes us to wonder? Science obviously has much more practical implications than maybe Mozart, but even if it didn't, it would be that sense of wonder that I hope we could all reconnect to in this age that's going to depend on science and imagination. Thank you all.